Broncos and Panthers in Super Bowl 50 this Sunday. We're lucky now to be joined by Dave Logan, who will be calling the game. And Dave, you had a chance to speak with Peyton Manning today, a couple days before Super Bowl 50. What is your sense of where he's at mentally, emotionally?
Well, he it's always tough to tell with Peyton, obviously, but he certainly seems calm to me. He seems like he's enjoying the moment. We were all at media night on Monday night, and I thought really, I mean, you could tell almost from the facial expressions, there were some guys that sort of just made their way through it. But with Peyton, I thought he really savored the moment. And I think that he, again, conjecture on my part, but he seems to be someone that is very, very calm with what's going on. He wants to make certain that he embraces the moment. He's talked about living in the moment, not looking too far ahead for what I'm sure will be tough decisions. But I think he's at a good place, honestly.
We talked to a lot of the guys today and the past couple of days about this team compared to 2013 when they were in New York City, the atmosphere surrounding that game. Do you see a different focus? Do you see a lot of differences between then and now with regards to where this team is at in their preparation?
You know, honestly, that's a tough question. I think retrospectively, it's easy to answer because you could conclude after Super Bowl 48 that they weren't focused and they weren't taking care of business. I didn't sense that before Super Bowl 48, in all honesty. So, but I will say this about this team. This team has been a resilient bunch, and I think that will serve them well in this upcoming game. It's been a team that is, no matter what the circumstance has dictated during the course of the game, they've been able to hang in there and find ways to win. Carolina, on the other hand, has been a team that has jumped out in front of their opponent on a number of, or in a number of games, and so they played with the lead. It's a lot easier to play with the lead, and it's tough when you get a competitive close game. So I think it's going to be important for the Broncos to stay in the game early and not allow Carolina to jump out, because Denver, again, has shown a real resiliency this year, and I think that will serve them well.
And we've traded the pine trees for the palm trees here in Santa Clara. Welcome back to Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sport. And we just heard from Dave Logan. Our thanks to Dave, too. Dave's been joining us each week throughout the season and throughout the playoffs, giving great insight. And you heard from him there a little bit about Peyton Manning, where he is mentally in his preparation. But I also thought it was telling that Dave felt like the focus was on point. Even though he didn't see problems in Super Bowl 48, he believed that this team is focused and ready to go. I definitely have seen the same at practice.
I mean, focus is definitely a word that we've been throwing around a lot this week in terms of how the team's focused. I think they were focused back in Super Bowl 48, but there was just a different attitude about that team. That's one of the things that's been so different about this season. That year, Peyton Manning, record-setting season, the offense was, they could do anything. They, you know, it was really hard for them to score, stop them from scoring. This year around, it's the defense that has been there all year long, and they've really been the ones who've set a different kind of attitude.
Well, speaking of attitude, this week Phil and I have been all about the football attitude, but our own features reporter Sam Boyk has gotten to do everything fun, yeah. Including, are you a little jealous?
I'm a little, well, I mean, it's not bad when we're here.
Oh, yeah, I know. We got the pool.
It's pretty nice.
All right. She was in
San
Francisco this week, including a trip to Good Morning America and plenty of other fun stuff, too. Sam, take it away.
All right. Hey, you guys, I'm so sorry I can't be there with you again today, but today I am at Levi's Stadium. We are right outside of the cheerleader locker room. So the Denver Broncos cheerleaders are just about to take the field. They will be practicing the routines that they'll be performing tomorrow on Saturday at Super Bowl City during the Broncos pep rally. Now, fans, remember that pep rally gets kicked off at noon, but you're going to want to get there early so that you make sure you have a front row spot. All right, well, the Denver Broncos cheerleaders also are practicing the routines that they'll be performing here on game day from Levi's Stadium at Super Bowl 50. Now, I'm telling you guys, these ladies have been working hard all day today. Since 4 a.m., they've been up on a bus, and they were headed over to the NFL Experience, where they made a special appearance alongside Miles and Thunder on the Good Morning America show. Good morning, Broncos country. It's an early one here on the Pacific Coast as the Denver Broncos cheerleaders, Miles and Thunder, our mascot, we're all here on Good Morning America. Now, I feel a very good omen. The fact that Jesse Palmer was the horse whisperer this morning and was scratching Thunder's neck. They were nuzzling heads. It was awesome. I think that's a good sign for the Super Bowl. It is a wrap here, so we're going to go grab some coffee, get prepared for all of the practices going on today, and we'll see you guys around. We just wrapped a great team practice, and you guys, we are ready for Sunday. So just like the Broncos break it down, so do we. We're going to do a Go Broncos on three. You guys ready? One, two, three. Go Broncos!
Our thanks to Sam Boyk for that report. And Phil, Sam has been having to juggle a lot of different things this week.
Two jobs, right.
It's not easy. We've got one, and we're struggling to keep up. But she's got two, and she's really doing a great job. Looks like a lot of fun in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that's about the Super Bowl week is it's not just football. There's a lot of other things going on. So many side pieces, so many fun things for fans to do, and clearly Sam's been highlighting that all week long. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah. We got a chance to go into San Francisco this week. Hopefully we're going to get to go one more time, work willing, however. But I think that they've definitely done a good job. As a city, you see the monuments, you see the big touristy places. Yeah, it's been a really, really great job by the city of San Francisco, Santa Clara, San Jose. The whole Bay Area has done a fantastic job.
Yeah, and so has Sam Blake. She's done a great job giving us some of those special feature reports this week. So our thanks to Sam Blake for helping us out all week. Now we're going to go ahead and go back to football. Andrew Mason is standing by inside with Mike Kliss from 9 News talking about Peyton Manning's legacy.
Back here talking numbers with Mason, my special guest from 9 News Broncos insider Mike Kliss. And Mike, let's just take a simple number here. That's 4, as in this is Peyton Manning's 4th Super Bowl, and he is the first quarterback to get to 4 Super Bowls with 2 different teams. You know, he's not going to talk about it because he's focused on the game, but we can. His legacy's on the line on Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think let's take it from the wrong view of this. If he loses the Super Bowl, I think once again the Manning legacy will be have that smudge on it that he wasn't all that good in the big game. That's what he's been living with here all along. But if he does win, you're right. 2 Super Bowls with 2 different teams, with 4 different coaches, that's going to say a lot. I also like the way the narrative flipped with him on Tom Brady. You know, before Brady was the guy that was superior to Manning, he had that 11-5 record. When Manning won this last AFC championship game, all of a sudden Manning has won 3 straight AFC conference championship games against Tom Brady. And so that script flipped a little bit. This legacy stuff will be judged differently in time than it is today. The old saying is never let contemporary judge history. But yes, I think Peyton Manning, it would definitely benefit him, as it did John Elway at the end of his career, if he could win on Sunday.
Exactly, because if he has those 2 Super Bowls with 2 different teams, then no one else would have that.
Right.
And then he has the individual records we know about. He's tied with Brett Favre for wins. He's got the yardage record. He's got the touchdown record. And the best single season for a quarterback in NFL history. Broncos win on Sunday, then you're talking about Peyton Manning as the greatest quarterback potentially to ever play the game.
Yes, you could make that argument. And, you know, he's also going to have a remarkable second chapter of his career. You know, none of the other quarterbacks had a remarkable second chapter. Maybe Brett Favre had a nice season with the Minnesota Vikings. Joe Montana had a nice season with the Kansas City Chiefs. But both those people, along with Johnny Unitas and Joe Namath, they are all considered to be the great ones with their original teams. At least, you know, Favre was initially with Atlanta.
Right.
Never mind all that stuff. Peyton Manning, though, to succeed like he did when the Indianapolis Colts wrote him off, and they basically fired him, discarded him. And for the Broncos to go ahead and take the gamble on a guy with 4 neck surgeries, and for what he did, like you said, the best season in NFL history in 2013. I don't know if you would say he's the best, but there was not another quarterback career like it.
Yeah, and one way or another, we're going to find out on Sunday, but certainly, no matter what happens, it's hard to argue anything but that the Peyton Manning era in Denver has been a success getting to two Super Bowls, win or lose.
Yeah, even if he loses, I agree.
Thanks a lot, guys. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Mace. Great perspective there, as always. And thank you to Mike Kliss, 9 News. Been doing a great job all week long with their coverage there. But clearly, Mace thinks that this game, a lot riding on it for Manning's legacy.
Well, I think he's right, especially when you consider the fact that there's a lot to be said for the difference between one Super Bowl and two. We've said that. We heard it from Mace earlier this week, as a matter of fact. The difference between, guys who win one and the guys who win two, Peyton knows that very well because of his brother Eli, of course, mm-hmm. a two-time Super Bowl winner. But I think that just to get the second one, you think about John Elway, how many times he was in the Super Bowl and how long it took him to get to that second Super Bowl. I think the process, Peyton's process, combined with the fact that possibly he will have won two by the end of his career, I think that vaunts him into a different class of quarterback than normal.
Yeah, definitely something special about winning two Super Bowls. Okay, well, that's been Peyton Manning's legacy there. We'll have plenty more of that coming up in our pregame show. But now, when we come back from break here, we'll go behind the scenes with team nutritionists, seeing how the Broncos have been eating here while they've been spending their time in Santa Clara. Plus, our favorite part of the show, Mace will do something that will...
Something crazy. I know.
Spectacular. When we come back, we've been teasing it all show. That's coming up in our final segment here on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, presented by Prime Sports.